creation often does. So I'm going to do my best and deliver it. Because God does speak to me pretty regularly. And normally I need it. And like Lord Mike said, I have been around the world. I've got through a lot of things. God's truly blessed me. And I feel like, you know, in the time that we're in right now, it's really important for us to begin to focus on the message I'm going to give tonight. And the message is titled, Time/Stewardship. Because what we do with the time that God's given us, it is important to the world. There's no spare parts out there to put that one for, but we all have a purpose and a plan. And I'm going to speak about that tonight. And I really want you to just listen to what I'm kind of saying here, because it's how the two fit together. God is really amazing. So you say, why time and stewardship? Because they both directly affect one another. How we interact with God and how God puts things together for each of us. I believe stewardship is what God uses to open and close the valve of blessing. Okay? Which is making a little bit for the month, right? So, you know. So he says, well, you know, okay, the time issue. Well, it's just about what we do with our time. So we go before the Lord and I will just pray. Dear Lord, I just thank you for this evening, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you give this earth eyes to be open, and you give them ears to hear a new revelation of God's power and how he wants to bless us. In Jesus' name. So, as always, I always go to the dictionary and see what the context for Christianity stewardship is. I thought it was pretty right on. The world's view of biblical stewardship is conscientiously defined as utilizing and managing all our resources God's provided. And this is the important part. For the glory of God and for the betterment of his creation. Okay? So, in a simple essence, a biblical view, stewardship is managing everything God brings into a believer's life in a manner that honors God and how we deal with those things is very important. But I want to go back to the time issue, because first of all, what do we really have? What has God given us? Okay? Each of us. He's given us time. From the time we're born to the time we leave this earth. That's really what God's given us. And so how do we use our time to push us towards eternity? Because everything in this world, everything God builds is for eternity. God builds nothing that's temporal. Okay? One day this pulpit will be gone, this building will be gone. Everything I have, everything you have, everything we have on this earth is just for us to do what God has purposed us to do. So time, to me, is everything, you know. Using our time. So, I heard it explained to me a while back, and it just kind of made sense to me. everybody on this earth has been created for a purpose. He said, there's no spare parts out there. We're all created for a purpose. Now, let me just give you some examples. A doctor, he solves medical problems. Okay? A mechanic solves heart problems. A waitress solves food service problems, correct? A banker solves money management problems. And a pilot, bus driver, taxi driver, I guess we say now, Uber driver, okay? They all solve destination problems, okay? So that means every person in here is put on this earth to solve some sort of problem. Okay? So that's to me is one of the connections between, you know, stewardship. Is because it's very important what we do with the things that God's given us and the time that we spend doing those things. And one of the verses God gave me about stewardship is Psalm 127:1, and I'm reading out of the New King James Version. It says, unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who built it. Unless the Lord guard the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. So what is God trying to say there? What is God trying to speak to us there? I mean, to me that says, if I'm not in the center of the purpose and the plan that God has, then I probably shouldn't even God admit that. You know, if I'm not doing something that God has a purpose for me to do. So, you know, being a good steward over everything we do and everything that we give is how people see Christianity in us. You know, my dear sister, she always takes care of me when I'm over there working. She gives me stuff to drink and lays this weapon and only brings my own chocolate. You know, gave me this frozen thing of coconut water. And I was like, okay, that's good. And as I begin to leave her building, they're doing construction on her road and stuff, so it's kind of hectic. And I saw this lady out there holding a stop sign for the car so that the car could go by and you know, like that. And God said, get out of your car and go get that lady. That bottle of coconut water. And so I got out of my car. Because I kind of learned, you learn after a while when God's speaking to you, just do it. If you don't do it, you may have to go around a few times before you do it. So if God speaks, just do it. I was working on these air conditioners recently in here. And not because I'm a super great AC guy, it's because it's hot in here. Okay? And it was a problem. And I looked, began to look at the things here, and man, if I could fix it better than an AC guy and make it work, that's pretty sad. I don't think that's a very good steward. But I remember when I was finally finished on Saturday night, it was a long day of working, it's cool, it's nice. I'm not sweating in front of the lights. I'm like, amen. But God said to me, well, actually, Pastor came to me and said, Joy's really having a hard time with her air conditioning in there, like, in dire straits. And I was like, oh, dear God. I'm tired. But it touched my heart the way there was a need that needed to be done. That I needed to go look and see what was going on with those air conditioners. But it didn't matter at that point how I felt. What mattered was, God said, go do it.
Amen.
Okay? And as I begin to look, it's like, it's a mess. I don't know how to live it. I went upstairs, it's at 99 degrees. I'm like, whoa. So, but God said, go do it. So, I went, took a look at it, and you know what? Things are better today. Because I was obedient to God and did what He told me to do.
Amen.
So again, I took time. It wasn't really allocated that I was ready to go on and do something different. So let me get back to my notes here. So. You remember earlier I said stewardship is a vow that God uses to throttle up and throttle down blessing. Okay? I truly feel like stewardship is everything in our relationship. And in those amounts also. Because people can see, man, that guy takes care of his stuff. His stuff's in order. His things are working the right way. You know, I'm not having to give him money all the time. And I can say, you know what, I've been in a place when I came here to Virginia for my testimony. You know, I didn't have a lot of money. In fact, I was in a situation to where my sister was taking care of me, which is something didn't ever like to begin with. That's how she does things and how I do things are worlds apart. But I needed her help. See? Because I can allow myself to walk away from God, get out to where things weren't in order anymore, and I ended up with And I learned a really valuable lesson in that. And that lesson was that God lets us have our little pity parties as long as we want to have them. If it takes 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, go have your little pity party. But when you're done and you're ready to start listening again, then God will give us you. And I'm telling you, I'm living testimony. The reason I'm in this house today, and I'm flourishing in this house, by the way.
Amen.
I don't have any debt. I don't owe anybody any money.
Amen.
Even my sister, who I owe money to, is paid off. So, you know, but that's what God does. God doesn't want us in that situation. But it's, are we able to listen to be a good steward over the things He says? Since he only gave me 4 hours tonight, I'm gonna cut this down just a little bit. All right, I'm gonna give you 6 primary ways that we need to focus on our stewardship. Okay. The first one is, and I think it's the most important, is our relationship with God. Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That means all things. Well, brother, I can't fix everything, missionaries. Did God say go do it? Do it. Okay? But that's having a relationship when we hear God, we respond. So, you know, some of us, it takes a few more years. Some of us are still. But the purpose to that, and this is what you got to get, is because our eyes and the stewardship of the things that God's given aren't for us to get through and move into eternity. So everything that we do has got to be focused on eternal matters.
things that are non
macros. I worked on air conditioning for 5 days, and it's not about that stuff. Okay, God, how do I help? How do I do? How do I do my part? How do I fit in?
Amen.
And give God glory in the things that I do. And if I do it just complaining, oh God, what have you got me into now? Oh dear God, help me. God, I need help. I'm broke. Well, you're broke because you probably weren't listening to me to begin with. That's what the Lord tells me.
Amen.
Okay. You know, that new fancy watch you bought, you probably ought to not bought that. You should have paid your electric bill. Okay. But the that's all relationship. And God wants to have that relationship.
Amen.
Okay? The second thing is our relationship with others. Okay? And, you know, I say, God, you got to help me out. I know we got to improve the house. We're believers. We believe in one another. But you got to help me with this one. So it gave me Matthew 28:19-20, which we all know is a great commission. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations. Okay? Well, that's what we've got to do. That's how we help one another. That's how we interact. Because now we're turning our focus on what is eternal. And not temporal. Okay? So, even Jesus himself, okay, put a team of 12 together and built a foundation to change mankind. Right? But if you remember, one of those 12 was not a very good steward of his time with Christ. You know, he had another agenda. Was busy doing what he needed to do and kind of help Jesus a little better. Like, Jesus needed his help. Well, in fact, Jesus did need his help. He had another task for him. But how much different would his life have been had he put his trust and his thoughts in what God was doing for eternity? You see? So, and I'm saying that in relationship because we help one another with that.
That's right.
I fall down, but I've got others around me that'll pick me back up.
Amen.
They're going to dust me off and help me and teach me. You know, I think you'll point me in the direction of praying with me and help me to move where I need to be. Y'all get this one?
Amen.
Alright, so we're going to do better on relationships. Eternal. Because we're spending eternity together. Is that going to be fun?
Amen.
Woohoo!
Amen.
The third one, and it's a biggie too. It's with our money. Stewardship with our money. And one of the reasons stewardship of our money is important is, number one, we spend a lot of time exchanging our time for money. We're supposed to work and have a job and what have you. So it consumes a big portion of our time. So in Luke 16:11, if you are trustworthy, if you are untrustworthy with worldly wealth, who will trust you with the riches of heaven? Okay? So, I said, man, that's a new tithing verse for me, because the truth is, if we're not faithful with things on this earth, what is God going to be able to give us in heaven? That we can be trustworthy. other thing with money too, I believe God watches. The verse where the widow was in the temple, he saw what she was giving. And he made it a point to say, she could give it more than everybody else because she gave her all.
Amen.
So, you can't tell me that God isn't watching what we give.
Right.
The fourth thing is our relationship with things that God has placed in our lives. And what I mean by that is our hobbies, our jobs, our stuff. And you say, how does that all fit? Well, I think that with our relationship with God and with our relationship with our money, that we need to have a godly balance in everything that we do in order to give God glory. I spend the rest of my life on the golf course or flying airplanes. How is that bringing God glory? I mean, I could say, well, if they don't get Jesus, I'll just push them out of the plane. Okay? Most of them get Jesus, won't they? But is that bringing God glory? You see? So, the things that we have, the things that God's given to us, and our hobbies and the things that we our life, we need to be in balance with what's happening eternally. Alright, let's see a few more. This one I have to work on is stewardship with our words. Are we a good steward of what we're speaking, of what we're saying? I'm either a good steward up here, or pastor thinks I need to be up here more often to get better. One or the other. And I haven't quite figured that one out yet. But our words, well, how are we using our words? James 1:5, this verse had me, and I was like, this is kind of interesting. If you need wisdom, ask our God, our generous God, and he will give it willingly to you.
Amen.
And he will not rebuke you for asking him. Okay? So, if you need the words to say, if you need the words to speak, if you need to help somebody, then ask him. So, they used the example a long time ago, words like a tube of toothpaste, you know. Once you squeeze them out, okay, trying to put them back in that tube, not so easy. You know, I've said some things that I probably should have said in my life. I would say I'm not better than that on that. But if I've done that, you know, I'll go to God and I'll say, God, help me in my trouble. Help me with my unforgiveness. Help me in the things that I need help in. And I speak to others.
Amen.
The Lord says, our generous God will give it to you. So number six. How to do what was right. because this and this aren't always connected. But this knows my sheep, and they know the wrong. They know the wrong. So, First Corinthians 4, verses 2 and 3. Now, it's required of those who have been given a trust, be proven faithful. And this is the part that, this is the part that's in verse 3. I care very little if I'm judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I need to judge myself. But I think what it's saying there is, if we allow our heart to judge, then what's happened is our heart, things in our hearts become toxic. And you'll see that in a lot of people, in the world, why shooting, why killing, why is this happening? Why is it? Because somewhere there was a breakdown of what God was communicating and their heart becoming toxic. And to me, you know, how do you focus? Crucified by a Roman out there on the street corner. Love you, Jesus.